Dear friends in Christ, an overview of Christianity in America would give us quite a number of topics important to preachers today. Among the topics one might find are social justice, concern for Mother Earth, equal rights for homosexuals, including marriage and ordination, and concern for third world citizens. Only 2 years ago, another hot topic emerged among some Christian preachers: Y2K preparedness. Remember that one? In our reading for today, St. Paul gives us the biblical answer to what the concern of preachers should be. St. Paul writes, "Necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel." For St. Paul, and for all preachers who follow in his footsteps, there is no choice. There is only one possibility. Necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. This is St. Paul's constant refrain: preach the gospel. Near the beginning of the first letter to the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." And to Timothy, St. Paul wrote the words that appear on our seminary seal: preach the word. We need to be reminded of this because it is not always so easy to do. Preaching the gospel always follows preaching of the law, and calling people to account because of their sins is not in vogue today. Modern man prefers to hear the gospel of self-esteem, which is neither good gospel nor good law. St. Paul knew how to preach the law. He did it only a few chapters before the one in our reading. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. The law continues to meet us where we are, sinners, separated from God. Your self-centeredness, your greed, your lust, your worry, your failure to love your spouse and children, to say nothing of your neighbor, all these separate you from God. And you deserve nothing but eternal damnation for failing to let God be God, for failing to let God take care of all your needs, both temporally and spiritually. When that law is spoken, then you can joyfully hear the gospel, which St. Paul has said must be preached. Jesus Christ was crucified in your place for all those sins of self-centeredness, greed, lust, worry, and failure to love your spouse and children. Because Jesus Christ paid the eternal penalty for your sins, you are free of them. Those sins no longer pull you down toward hell. Jesus has thrown open the way to heaven for you. God has prepared such a gospel, such good news for all men. And so it is St. Paul's intention, as it is the intention of all preachers who follow in his footsteps, to serve all men, so that some may hear the gospel in faith. "I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Some modern Christians too readily misinterpret St. Paul's phrase. I have heard this admonition applied to a biblical support for having worship that appeals to the common man today, instead of having a liturgical worship that doesn't appeal. But even a sloppy reading of our text does not show that Paul said, My worship has become all things to all men. In fact, he couldn't say that, because he has just said, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Worship that does not include the severity of the law, and thus the sweetness of the gospel, would not fit with St. Paul's statement. St. Paul's life showed what he meant, even if someone fails to see it in his words here. To the Greeks, he said, I see you worship an unknown God. Let me tell you about the God you don't know. And he quoted from a secular poet. With the Jews, he reasoned from the Hebrew scriptures, showing that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead. St. Paul wanted all men to hear the message of salvation in Jesus Christ. He did not want the way he lived his life, the way he talked, the manner in which he associated with people to stand in the way of that message. It continues to the present day. Those who are called to preach associate with all kinds of people in order that some may hear in faith the word of the gospel. For just as with St. Paul, necessity is laid upon us. Yes, woe are we if we do not preach the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.